Welcome to another episode of This Silly with the Wooligans. This is Mitch, Brad.
Hello.
Matthew Bird.
All right.
We have two guests this evening, our tailgate czars.
Yep, they're in charge of tailgating and all things related.
That was a lot. Mark Vonita and Eric Gardner, as Jeremy likes to call them, or Mark Gardner and Eric Vonita. Hey, boys.
Howdy.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I had a good time at a trivia night this Saturday. You know anything about that?
Maybe a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah,
that's why we decided to have the czars on. They hosted quite a trivia night on Saturday for us. And just want to talk a little bit about how the party went, what you guys thought. I know Mark had a good time because Mitch bought him as our beer fetcher. And
beer wench was beer, the term they sold him as.
It sounds a little sexist, but beer wench.
I've been known to be sexist.
And Mark was running around getting beers for our table, so went really well for me.
Not having to get up.
Yeah.
Making him shake his ass for a dollar.
I did wake up the next day and noticed I had some...
Stuck in
a couple bucks,
I really wanted to yell, hey, piss boy, to see if he would bring the bucket over. So, you know, history of the world, part one style. But I thought, it's a family event. I won't do that.
No, it wasn't. There was no children there.
Yeah, I was there. I'm kind of a child.
I was going to make a joke, but I'm going to let it go. I think it's probably better that we don't work blue this early.
Yeah, this will be our clean podcast.
We don't have a clean podcast. Anyway, so there was 13 tables, 14 tables?
13 tables filled, yes.
And quite the crowd. Probably could have gotten a few more in there in hindsight. We'll know now for the next one.
Yeah, I think we need to give Jeremy the blueprints and show him how to really set that room up properly.
But it was nice. I mean, good crowd. The thing that I liked was it wasn't all, you know, our normal Luligans. There were people there that I didn't even know. Some, no doubt, just there for the trivia to, you know, have fun at the game. But a lot of St. Louis FC fans that I don't know personally. So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm nodding my head like I know what's happening. I wasn't even there.
Yeah, you were supposed to be there. What happened?
I said to Mitch, I'm having a weekend off.
Erico wasn't working. How often does that happen?
Exactly. And, right, we've got two home games in a row. Then we're going to Louisville. Then there's Tulsa. And then there's a home game. And then Colorado Springs. So the next six weekends, I'm kind of booked up. So I said, I'm not doing it this
weekend. And honestly, I really didn't want to see him.
You're a better man than I am.
Mitch is like, yeah, just stay home, Matt.
But with all that going on, I think that's what made it such a success. Because we have so many weeks in a row coming up. And, you know, we really try to squeeze this in.
Yeah.
But
up against the Blues game.
That damn Blues game.
I was going to say, luckily you guys arranged to have it on, but maybe it would have been better if it wasn't on.
Yeah, I know.
First period, everybody was having a good time.
It was great. Yeah, everybody was drinking. The Blues were up. It looked all nice and pretty. And then,
if you notice, the TV is not on.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that.
I'm not watching it tonight, I think. I think I'm just staying away from it. By the time people are listening, it'll probably be over. But
We'll
I don't
know.
It might still be going if I get it up early enough and, you know, midnight and another double overtime or something.
It could very well happen.
I'd rather not. I'd rather they just win. But
Eric's usually the first guy to listen to the podcast anyway.
I know. We should do a trivia question just so he can't answer it, because he's always one of the first ones to answer it.
It's not my fault. I work overnight, so.
Aww. We could. I actually have two tickets for Section 8 this weekend.
Those are valuable.
Someone was kind enough to donate to me that can't make it.
Wow.
So start thinking of a trivia question at the end of the night. We'll post that.
Now, see, it's going to be an actual trivia question, not a yes or no answer.
No, it's something you have to know. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because yes or no questions, they're not really trivia questions.
No, it's just guessing.
Yeah, it's pretty much guessing. So if you're asking if a topic is maybe legal or illegal, it's not really trivia. It's a yes or no. It's 50-50.
Right.
What do you say, Mark?
But you know what, though?
Are you gonna chime in on this at all?
But here's the thing. I can't bitch too much. Why?
Eric's just sitting over there. He's like, I'm going to tase him.
Because our table won.
We did.
So I don't care whether the questions were good or not.
We did. It was contested by another table, but it was too late.
Yeah, she posted on Facebook that she won, but she lies.
It's honestly just because Brittany can't count. So, you know, our teachers.
Yeah.
There we go.
Wow.
Oh,
what? She's giving the bird.
She didn't want to be on the podcast, but she's indirectly on the podcast.
She's quite all right with punching members of the podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Can we arrange her to be our enforcer at tailgates, too?
Yeah.
Walk up and punch people?
I think I'm just going to have her follow me wherever I go and I mean, if we can't get the attack monkey, I can get a Brittany.
An attack Brittany.
Attack Brittany. I like it.
I would rather have a monkey, to be honest with you. Nothing personal, Brittany.
Well, like, sure, the monkey would do more things for you. Sexual things.
Well, you don't know Brittany.
Oh, I do.
Okay, enough
of
that.
I'm thinking more about the flinging of poo.
Let's talk about the trivia more. We had a great night.
Lots of good beer.
And we should, I mean, it's kind of a secret, but
not
since
anymore.
They were,
it's been released.
Anymore.
They were serving it at the trivia night, Ale Floor 1.
From Kirkwood Brewing.
It's a little tie-in.
Kirkwood Station Brewing.
Little tie-in with St. Louis FC, and I expect you'll be able to find that at the park soon.
Mighty tasty.
It's a nice pale ale, and expect an announcement about, you know, exactly what's going on there, but I enjoyed it.
We're kind of breaking the news here, I'd say.
Yep.
We're beating Kevin to the punch on this one.
There's going
to
be calls from Myanmar looking for Ale Floor 1 beer.
That probably, but they can't have it. It's only here.
They're only in St. Louis.
And I hope they'll be able to see it at bars and grocery stores and liquor stores and wherever you get your bum wines.
I think that's the plan.
Right next to Cisco.
Yes.
And Boone's Farm.
And Four Loko.
And Four Loko.
So we tapped that keg out halfway through the night, didn't we?
Yeah, that didn't last very long. That went pretty quickly. But they still had good beers. We weren't forced to drink AB products. They had some good local beers. And lots of good fun was had, no doubt. Mario did a great job of emceeing. Good credit to him.
Yeah, he had to put up with you guys, so I think he did a wonderful job.
Well, to be fair, he had to read some really bad questions.
That's your opinion, sir.
As a champion and a Hall of Famer, I believe my mind holds a little bit more weight. Let me ask you this: how many of those questions were you the answer to? None. That's right, only me. I thought
that's because there's only one ego in this room that needs to be stroked that much, and it's yours.
I really was hoping, though, the Hall of Fame category was going to be all questions about Mitch. But sadly, no, just one.
That would have been great. I think the funniest thing was, I forget who it was, but somebody was telling me that the table they were sitting at was arguing about it, that somebody else was saying, no, I think it was Towel Man that year. I think it's a trick question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it did get put in as an answer, that Towel Man. So
that would have been a good trick question.
That would have. You guys are right up there with each other, I think. Yeah, you don't have an STLC tuxedo, though, so you need to work on that.
Instead, I think I need the robe. I still want the Ric Flair robe over the tuxedo. But
I was just thinking a nice bathrobe. The dude style.
Well, that's probably what we can afford. Right. Actually, no, we raised some good money.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We were raising money both for the flood relief campaign to help rebuild Soccer Park and for the tailgate committee. You guys are the posse. Are building up and getting bigger and going to do some great things.
Yeah, so. I think as we saw in the home opener that we've even, I think, outgrown our expectations of what we thought. I mean, we've got an amazing crew of people that help out every game with bringing food and helping us cook the food there now that we can grow at the park and, you know, getting the party and the game started off right. So the trivia night is going to be a big help towards our, I think, still secret project that we have underway. So,
monkeys. Lots of monkeys.
lots of
tailgate
monkeys. Maybe a flying monkey or two. Yeah. So no. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll dish out what's going on with us, and we'll have something to show for it. But we really appreciate everybody coming out. I hope everybody that came had a good time. Those that missed it, you all suck. And yeah, there will be another one. So.
Wow. Not pulling punches there. There were a lot of awesome items that were auctioned and raffled and all that kind of good stuff. The last drumhead was raffled off, and I think that made some good money.
A Sam Fink jersey, but I don't know who won it, but they were generous enough to donate it back to the cause, so we will be raffling that game-worn jersey again to raise even more money for another cause. So.
And there was some pretty awesome stuff, Becky Sauerbrunn signed and Tarasenko signed stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of people to thank. Jason Petrillo came through with quite a few items using his contacts. I know the characters, her dad made that amazing stained glass piece.
Where did that end up?
I got it.
Okay. Okay.
It'll look nice next to my other Lulligan sign I have. But
We had a couple of Chipotle baskets that were donated.
Kevin Weber came through with some awesome Chipotle stuff. They're very, very, very friendly to the cause. They really like what we're doing, and we're willing to help and happy to help. So,
do you still get free salmonella?
E. coli.
Oh, E. coli. My bad. Sorry.
And whatever, it tastes delicious.
It does. I don't care.
Chipotle is the business. And
I like Qdoba better myself, but it's potato, potato. It's the same thing, really.
We're trying to not piss off a sponsor here.
They're not really a sponsor until
they donated stuff.
Did they give me personally free stuff? They're not a sponsor of this show, okay. But you know who is a sponsor of this show? Your Electric, Mark Gardner, everybody. Mark, give them that number.
314-814-3897.
Again.
314-814-3897.
Mark does amazing work.
I don't want to leave Eric out.
I do want to thank Damon.
911.
Damon,
that's what I was going to say. Mark stepped all over me, but I was going to give out Eric's number there. Yeah. If you need Eric, just get him at 911.
I didn't want to forget. I just did something for Damon Moore a couple weeks ago. So, Damon, thanks for choosing me to do that job.
And for those that don't know, the awesome LED job on the drums that look amazing at the games, done by Mr. Mark Gardner himself.
Yep.
So, you know, not only does he give back just by sponsoring the show, he also puts amazing LED lights in our drummers, making them look super cool.
Yes, I agree.
Super cool.
Drums are legit.
Yes.
Yeah, by far the best drum core.
That was a cool project.
That is not bought for by the club.
Exactly, yeah.
Because haven't been
staff.
Yeah. Haven't been to another city recently that resides in Oklahoma and ends with city where they had hired drums.
Yeah, it was kind of bogus.
Yeah.
Of course, the Kansas City Ultras think we're bogus because we have drums at all. So, you know.
That's not Ultra now?
We're
not
stand your ground.
Yeah, stand your ground.
Yeah, okay.
Assholes.
Seriously, the only group that may not be invited to our tailgate just because they're such insufferable pricks. God. Anyway.
Sorry, if you go to watch Sporting Franchise City, you don't get to determine what support culture is or not. I'm sorry, it's apples and oranges.
Well, and I mean, actually, I like the Cauldron. The Cauldron are great people.
But they hate these guys.
They hate these guys. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, you know, they like to talk on the internet, so.
That just shows that we're onto something if people from their own city can't stand them either, so.
Yeah.
Well, and like you said, everybody's a tough guy behind an internet.
Yep.
And send, you know, corrective messages, whatever you're going to do. Doesn't matter until you're in person. So they need to show up and do something right.
Anyway. The most important part about Saturday, as great as the trivia was, and I'm glad we did it and had a good time, the game. We had the watch party there at the Soccer Park Ballroom afterwards. Actually, the game started right before the trivia ended, but boy, I'm just happy to get 3 points out of that one.
It was a heart in the mouth end to that game.
Yes, it was.
I said beforehand, on KTRS, they're there for the taking. You know, they can't score. They just lost the last game. The pressure's going to be on them. We've got nothing to lose. I said, they're going to come out and attack us, and we can catch them on the break. And, you know, I'm Bill McDermott stat right here. I know. I know.
But, I mean, also, McLean's came up huge.
Oh, it's massive.
I was a little worried going into the game when I found out Pace wouldn't be starting. Just because... a new person in the
mix.
He
doesn't know how the defense works.
Exactly.
You
know. But,
I think you could see that a couple of times. There are some miscommunications between him and the back line. But, I mean,
he stood on his head.
So aggressive.
I find it hilarious that he actually used to play for Sacramento.
He was their starting keeper last year. Yeah.
I mean,
part of me wants to say it's coincidence, but also part of me wants to say, you know, maybe Chicago and Jeremy talked and said, you know, this would be a nice game to take him back. Whatever it was, the kid worked his ass off. Had a great game, probably man of the match. I mean, there were a couple guys that were doing good work out there, but wow, he stood on his head.
And let's, you know, speaking of efforts, Ambersley coming through. You know, we've been concerned with the amount of minutes he's seeing at his age and his speed, but. You know,
there have been times this season when I thought he looked out of his depth out there.
Yes, but you know, granted, it wasn't the best of goals, but to put the ball on, to see an opportunity to put the ball in,
he made the run to get there. Because when I saw Herrera coming up the field, I didn't think there was any chance Mark would get up there.
I didn't think there was anything on. I thought Herrera was kind of just stalling with the ball just to give the defenders a bit of a break. You know?
And Mike just came flying up there, and I was like, oh, shit, this might happen. And it did.
As weird as it is, as old as he is, it's like he's got that afterburner that sometimes he can just turn on and click. I don't think we've seen it as much this season as we need to have, but he still, I think, has it.
That's my feeling with Mike is always that he's that kind of guy that finds the right places. And this year, it seemed he hasn't been able to do that, just whether it's legs or whatever.
He's also been kind of playing out of position.
I don't like him in the wing. I think that's asking him too much.
Well, I like him more than Charlie Rankin.
Well, that's yes, not hard to do. That's true. But we talked about it last year, and even at the beginning of this year, I like Mike in the hole a little bit behind that sole striker, especially if you've got a guy like Vince that, even though Vince isn't quote unquote a target forward, he can play that role, and having Mike come off of him, or just even in the central midfield where he's not tasked to run quite so much. But you know, it worked this game, and I was happy for the guy.
Any word on Backlidge?
That's what I was just going to ask.
No, that was another odd one that I don't know
why
he
planned
didn't.
Was it planned or I don't know?
When he came off, he jumped right on the massage table. I mean, I don't know if they were, you know, we're just trying to stretch him out or what, but that was a little bit of a cause for concern for me at least. So.
No, I haven't heard anything about Barks.
But that said, we won the game, and we
looked pretty darn good doing it. I mean, towards the end, we were hanging on for dear life.
But we had a game plan, and we executed it, and it worked. And you know what? After the two losses at the beginning of the season, there was a lot of dissent about Dale.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've now not lost in four. We've won at two very tough places. And, you know, you got to give Dale the plaudits for kind of turning it around.
And one of the games we lost was Los Angeles Galaxy, which are top of our division. Mm-hmm. And are no slouch. I mean, they're a good team.
Yeah, not many teams even are going to go there.
Even if we had a perfect game, you can lose that one. So, you know, there's still people bitching. There's still people grousing about Dale and what Dale's doing. But it's not the same team as last year. We said it last week.
You hit five out of the first six games on the road.
Right.
So we're getting some results here. I think the big key is just what's going to happen Saturday night.
Yeah, and right now we're fourth in the league. I mean, or fourth in the Western Conference. I mean, I can't really complain too much about that.
No, not at all. And but you look through that Western Conference, and there's a lot of strong teams there.
There's a lot of strong teams, but it's also a lot of parity. I mean,
I think anyone could beat anyone in any given day.
I think we're all kind of there. I mean, I think we're much improved from last year. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, again, Herrera hasn't scored in an official game yet, but he looks dangerous out there.
Every time.
I mean, but he created the goal for Mike on Saturday.
Exactly.
You know?
And he's just, I mean, I said this to one of you guys, and I don't know if we've talked about it on a podcast, but I went out to training before the season started, and I said, he's a shark. He's just silently moving back and forth up there, quietly darting in and out, and he's going to get the goals. You know, we just have to keep working it. So.
Yeah, and even Chuma created several chances. I mean, they all ended up getting blocked.
It's good to see him come back in, yeah.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. I think he's another one of those proven producers at this level. I mean, you can see why he was at MLS. Same
big big body. He's not going to get forced off. I mean, yeah, Cochran's a beast back there. I love that kid.
He's huge.
I mean,
not that Fink and Moussa are small guys to begin with. You know, so, I mean, if you're trying to come up the middle, There's some fire plugs in the way.
Yeah. Dixon was great on Saturday.
It's good to see his speed out there.
Yeah.
That back wing. He just flies.
He's going to keep getting better. Don't have any worries there. I don't know. I think we're set in the back.
We had pretty much a roster on the IR, though.
Yeah. We've got some injury issues. I don't think any of them are serious, but
just niggling, and they just seem to be one after the other. As we get one back, another one goes down. But, you know, if we're winning games, then it's not an issue. I mean, this time last year,
luckily we have the depth to cover it this year that we did not have last year.
I think that's one of the biggest things is that, you know, where we're, you know, our guys last year that were second and third stringers were fresh out of college kids. We actually have veteran presences that can come on. You know, like Taka was able to come in.
Yeah, that was a perfect move, I thought, at that point. Bring Taka in, settle it down.
Calming presence that everybody talks about.
And all you have to do is keep possession at that point. I mean, I mean, we realize that, you know, we talk about there's moments in games where, okay, we've crossed a certain line. Mm-hmm. At this point, just shut it down. And we got to that point and we were able to close it out. Not to say that, you know, Sacramento didn't have some good chances, but luckily, you know, McLean was up to the task in goal.
But it got to a point where they were taking pot shots from 20, 30 yards out.
Because they were they needed to. They were chasing that game.
You know, they had a lot of shots, but a lot of them were speculative from 18 yard out of the box.
Well, and I'm sure it's quite embarrassing in front of 11,500 people, and this is their second game they've lost in a row. I mean, I imagine they expected to walk on St. Louis FC.
They saw what we were about last year and probably
right.
had every thought that that was going to happen. But, you know, I look at teams like Sacramento, and they've never had a slump. They've never had a year like we had last year. You know, if they keep, you know, failing or they keep losing, I'd like to see maybe in three or four games what that crowd's like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they play Orange County Blues next week, and they're no mugs.
No, they're not. No.
There's no slouches in the Western Conference at all.
I think we're better than Tulsa, and I think we're better than Arizona United. But apart from that,
where the Eastern Conference has four or five teams, you could probably
absolutely.
Say that about.
The fact you look at the Eastern Conference and Charlotte are third, and they are an abortion.
I won't go that far. I mean, they did okay last year. They just barely missed out on the playoffs, and I think their coach knows what he's doing. Their abortion off the field, as far as their ownership
Harrisburg
goes.
Harrisburg are terrible.
Yeah.
Orlando City 2 are terrible. Wilmington are garbage. I mean, there's four teams there you would expect to get 6 points from. A home and away, and that's four teams, 6 points. There's 24 points there you can get straight for the playoffs.
Even if you don't have
that in the West.
No, not at all.
Sounders 2 may be the whipping boys right now, but I still think they've got the talent to be better than they're showing.
They're going to be like Montreal last year. They're going to get good just in time to come to us.
Could be.
Because we don't play them till July, and that's right. About the time Montreal came and visited us.
Yeah.
Got it back on track.
And Chad Hollis.
We're slump busters.
Chad Hollingsworth laughed at me when I said that, and I said, yeah, but I remember Montreal coming to us last year.
Yeah.
They came to Louisville and they came to us and they smacked us for 7.
Yep.
But, you know, even San Antonio looked good. Rio Grande looked good.
Yeah, energy's down in the standings, but we know they're a better team than their record is.
Switchbacks are doing switchback things. I mean, Steve's got a hell of a team out there.
Yeah.
That wasn't a gay reference, Eric.
What's that?
They're drowning in their flooded field or. No, they're doing better this year.
No. And again, coming back to the idea is that when you see us moving over, everybody thought it would be different, and it's been different. I think by playing these better teams, we've elevated ourselves as well. That I think that when we go and play these, you know, Cincinnati or Louisville, they're going to see we're not the same team because we're playing, you know, very, very good teams right now.
Well, and maybe some of it has to do with the fact that we're not going into those Eastern teams that beat you up. The Western teams want to play a little bit, and maybe Dale's style.
Yeah, that Tulsa? You should play a bit.
Well, yeah, Tulsa didn't play at all. But, I mean, maybe Dale's style counts on a little bit of free play.
I think so. I think we do better when teams come at us. They expand the field.
I don't know. I like it.
Well, great. Now we've just given away the game plan.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Yeah.
Did you see on Saturday what the game plan was?
If you do like Tulsa and you put 10 men behind the ball and pack the box.
But they did what they had to do.
Yeah, no, I don't blame them. But, I mean, and some people are complaining about we should find a way to break that down. It's impossible. I mean, look at Chelsea and Mourinho's teams for years. I mean, it works. You know, if you've got decent quality players and you pack the box, it makes it hard for anybody to score.
Yeah, but I never thought the Tulsa were going to beat us either, though. And that's the kind of game we'd have lost last year, you know.
Yeah, I mean, ideally we want to find a goal, but they didn't leave much there. And, you know, it is what it is.
Tulsa might be a bad example, aren't we, the Oklahoma State champs?
Still are.
We have not lost in Oklahoma.
We've not lost to an Oklahoma team in the league ever.
No, there you go.
Ever. Home and away.
We'll take that. Still champions. Give us a title belt.
No, you got. If we draw, that means you retain the title. You've got to beat
it. That's right. It's boxing rules.
But then again, you know,
if you get thrown out of the ring and counted out, you still win because you weren't.
Disqualification is.
It has to be by pinfall. Yeah. Well, speaking of games, we've got another one this week at Soccer Park. It's Vancouver Whitecaps 2. And before we start making fun of two teams, this one's actually good.
Yeah, they're not lost yet.
Still undefeated, right?
Third place in the division, but...
the fifth, but they've only played four games. And yeah. They've won two and drawn two.
So, quality team. They've got some quality kids up there. Going to be a tough one. But maybe they'll come to play, and it'll open the field a little bit.
I think they'll come to us not hunkering down for a point like Tulsa did, but...
They'll be excited to play in front of people because it's an MLS 2 team and they enjoy the crowds at Soccer Park.
You know, but because of the exchange rate, they've got to score 1.13 goals for every American goal.
I think that's fair. Yeah. Although they do have health care. If somebody falls and breaks a leg, they can get it taken care of.
For free. So what's the tailgate for this weekend, boys?
Yeah, do we have a theme this weekend yet? Can we announce that now?
Well, we have we know what we're cooking.
What are we cooking?
We are doing pulled pork. A lot of requests for that.
That was good last year.
Yeah. Well, there's be plenty this time. So.
Hell yeah.
Well, we hope. Depends on how big the tailgate is.
You guys will have it. You have it covered.
We have it covered. Yes, we do.
If you bring a crock pot, please take it home. Don't leave it there. And we can say that for lawn chairs, cornhole boards. I actually think you guys have my table because I was in no position to pack my car last time, so I'm hoping you've got an extra table that was a little one of mine.
I think somebody's got an extra table, yeah.
Okay, so, but...
I still felt bad the minute I put you in your car. You then puked all over me in the car. So.
No, I didn't know I got you. I'm sorry, buddy.
Hey, it's not the first time. Okay. It won't be the last time.
Yeah, I cleaned up the car, though. I'm fine.
Your new car?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
Brad. Yeah. This is what happens when I'm not there to wrangle you.
No, I know. Well, I have won a season, and that was it. So,
well, the best thing is you had won a season, and I wasn't there to have to deal with it.
There you go.
I win.
Poor Sarah and Adam. Oof.
I was escorted home and put into Adam's bed to sleep. So there you go. So we're going to have pulled pork, going to have a big party as normal. What else have we got for the tailgate? What do we want to talk about?
3 points.
We want 3 points, sure.
I know that. Sure. Gates open at 5:30 as usual.
Yep.
Don't try to get there early.
Matt Bird's sneezing.
Yeah.
We have about 80 scarves left.
That's crazy.
We will be ordering more, but you should be able to get a scarf this time. And we're running low on shirts. Our printer is taking a little vacation, so it's going to be a couple weeks before we get some new ones. But we do have a few of the Punisher-style shirts left for $20, so...
They had the store open, the team store open the other night before the trivia night. Went over there. They have a lot of new shirts. I see Mark's got one of them on right now, the Property Of. There's a lot of different T-shirts now. It's not just the same logo on a T-shirt. It's, you know, like different themes for Soccer City, you know, those kind of things. They're actually good ones. There's a lot more Nike stuff in there, polos and stuff. Sizes are hit and miss. There's... It's like one of the shirts that goes from small to 3XL. So there's not a lot in between, but they're getting more stuff in there. I'd like to see a new hat because I'd like a new hat.
The rumor is that this Saturday will be the electrical connection going green.
Yes, that's the phrase going green keeps coming up. And if you've listened to the podcast, you know that there is a rumor that there is a green jersey coming.
Oh, I thought it was a weed reference.
Well, that was 420.
Oh, okay, my bad.
This week, I think we may see that new third jersey, and it should be green. So, that's what I'm guessing they mean by going green.
I'm wondering how long before it's actually available in the store. I'm giving it three to 4 weeks.
I don't know. We'll have to see. Nike is Nike, and Nike does what Nike wants to do. So, you know, they could send 500 cases of them, or they could say, oh, no, it's back ordered till next season. That's what Nike does.
And there's not big guy sizes either. So for those that are similar in stature to my
jerseys, I've heard that if this new jersey happens, it might run size wise kind of like the Mission Taco jersey. So if those of you who got that know,
the
extra large is maybe in between a large and an extra large. So. We'll see.
Eric can get one. Mitch, not so much.
We'll see when they come out. And
I could get one for each leg.
There you go.
That could probably work.
You could get one and then
be like hammer pants,
and then cut it down the seams and add like an elastic band in between, so it's, you know.
Famous words of Matt Brown: nobody wants to see me in dry fit.
That's right. That's right.
I'm sure these things will not be priced like Louisville's third jersey.
Oh,
correct?
Jesus,
no. They'll be in that $80 range, I would assume. That's what most USL team jerseys go for.
You mean not 120?
With a season ticket discount.
Right, and you know. Yeah, you can get your, I think it's 15% off we get.
Something like that, yeah.
So.
It is now.
Yeah.
Brad determined it.
Just say Brad sent you.
Because I'm sure that works so well.
And if they don't believe you, ask for Ken fucking Godat right fucking now.
You know what they're going to say if they say, you say Brad sent you.
Yeah, what are they going to say?
Who the hell are you?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
That should have been a trivia question.
Nah.
Who the hell are you?
Nobody knows.
That's right.
Let's see what else we have. After the Vancouver game, then we have another
Cougars
home game.
Let's go see some Cougars.
The Cougars. We have Swope Park Rangers coming into town the week after that. So a couple of home games in a row. We need to sell out Soccer Park. We need to keep that going. So make sure you come out.
And as I understand, tickets are going to be limited again this weekend. So if you if you think that you're going to be able to buy tickets on Friday, you probably want to act sooner than later, because that's...
I don't want an inbox full of people asking me, where can I get tickets? We're warning you.
Oh, my God.
It might be tough to get tickets, so
last
buy
week,
now.
The amount of messages that we got on, like, Friday, you know... Oh, I was hoping to get a ticket for tomorrow. Well, you should have hoped about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, if only you had 4 months to figure it out.
If only you hadn't seen 300 messages from us saying.
So.
Well, the neat thing, though, I think even the word to the non-Lulugans is getting out there. I was at Randall's wearing the Mission Taco warmer jersey, and the cashier's like, oh, tried going to the game last week, and it was sold out. That's really cool. I guess I had to get my ticket early this time.
Yes,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah, random cashier. Yes, you do. So thank you.
Random cashier.
Yeah, one of my son Jack's friends, his dad messaged me on Saturday morning. He's like, I think I'm going to get tickets for tonight. I'm like, you thought wrong. Mm-hmm. He's like, what? Are they not playing? I'm like, no, dude, it's been sold out. He's like, oh, well, I guess we'll get them for the next game. When's the next game? And I told him, and he's like, okay. Should I get them now? I'm like, yeah, you should.
People are learning, and, you know. The first game was so much fun. It was packed. We had, I think St. Louis FC posted today, they've had, what, 5 out of the last 6 home games have been sellouts. So
I think I saw something about that, yeah.
So there you go. Keep coming.
Yeah. I mean, and again, too, you know, we're kind of on a roll. Haven't lost in 4. That's the signs of a good team right now. And it's a lot different than the way the middle of the season went last year. It's time to, you know, ante up. So if you're one of these shenanigan talkers about MLS, you know, maybe you put your ass in the seat instead.
And by the way, this is the last week you can get a prorated season ticket.
That's right.
PK is still selling season tickets. They'll prorate it. But after this week, then you'll just be game by game. So be smart. Just get the season ticket.
And even a game by game, there are some games that are going to sell out sooner than later. This is the only way to get yourself a guaranteed ticket.
Exactly.
So do we have any questions today?
No, I didn't even ask for any questions today.
Wow.
I was kind of lazy.
I mean, seriously, we have 2 guests of this caliber, and you don't think there's going to be questions that should be asked?
No.
That's because my hands aren't nearly as big as Mark Pace's.
There you go. No, I mean...
The look that the two of them just shared of disappointment, it was like, oh...
Well, I mean...
I'm just here to give Eric emotional support.
I figure most of your tailgating things are secret. You know, your secret recipes and your secret, you know, sauces and all that kind of stuff.
Why is it when Brittany's here, everything works really blue? Like, we don't work this blue normally. Brittany shows up, and everybody's talking dirty talk.
Brittany has a dirty mind.
I know.
Yeah, she does.
This is just terrible.
A couple things out of USL today. We saw this week, ESPN3 is now an official partner with USL.
That's good, just through name recognition.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't think it's.
I don't think it's a big game changer per se, but
they're going to do.
People have heard of ESPN,
right?
You know?
They're going to do a game of the week, which will be streamed, and they're also going to have the championship on one of the ESPN networks. I doubt it'll be the mothership, but it'll probably be ESPN2 or ESPN News or something like that.
And that it is neat to take over, or, you know, to get that name recognition, kind of like the NASL had the bump with last
year.
So my question is, with that, So the ESPN 3 game of the week, is that produced now by ESPN?
It's produced by USL.
Okay.
But ESPN 3 has their commentators comment over the stream that USL will give them, which we can follow that up with. USL today announced that starting next year, they're going to take over more of the production of the videos, the game streams. We know there are some streams that are awesome in the league, and there are some streams that are definitely subpar. I mean, Sacramento's was a good stream this week.
It was a very professional-looking
right.
compared to some of the stuff we've seen where you've got two high schoolers.
How often did they say they were going to MLS, though?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. We just had the video on.
If it was a drinking game, you would have been smashed.
Well, I wasn't even playing, and I won. but... You know, there are some that are subpar streams, so it looks like the USL. We'd heard rumors this summer that it was going that way, but they're going to be sort of, you know, the way the press release described it, implementing a floor. You know, the stream has to be at least this good. So that's good news, I think, for all of us who...
So one bloke and a GoPro ain't going to hack it anymore.
No, or holding up the laptop and spinning it around with your hands like some of the stadiums in the East did last year.
Well, that's what I'm curious to see as we go through the season, how the West's streams look versus some of the East streams.
The good thing is most of the, like, the two teams, which there are a lot more of in the West than there are in the East, they're playing in the big stadiums that already have the facilities set up. So it's just a matter of just literally plugging it into your internet instead
and
of...
And they have the funds...
Right, to do it right.
Yeah,
right.
Even if it's like Seattle at Starfire, they've got the money to do it.
Starfire does, you know, their Open Cup games and things like that. The infrastructure is there to put out a good product. So
and I watched a Seattle game last week or the week before, and their stream is good. I mean, it's
the best thing about that club right now, to be honest. And that includes the mothership.
Yeah.
Their struggle.
The way the deal works, I mean, we don't have the full specifics of the ESPN3 deal, but if, say, you know, right now they've announced the first six that are going to be games of the week, and they're going to determine the others based on, you know, how the team's playing, based on where the atmosphere is. So I feel kind of confident that St. Louis FC and Soccer Park will get one of those games of the week. But if it is a game of the week, then it won't be on YouTube. It'll just be on ESPN3. Otherwise, nothing changes. They're all on YouTube. And, you know, we talked about it when NASL got the ESPN3 contract. This isn't a big money deal.
No.
This is for exposure, you know, and they're...
I still feel the same way about NASL and being sports. There's no real money changing hands there.
It's an exposure deal, and they're trying to fill content. I mean, ESPN3 wants to be the, you know, worldwide leader in streaming sports, so they're going to jump at anything they can. And soccer is popular right now, so... I think it works for everybody. We get a little bit more exposure. They get some content, but nobody's getting rich off the deal.
Am I the only one that every time somebody says ESPN3, I think the Ocho?
No, you're not. I tweeted that.
Every time. Every time they say ESPN3, it's just like, okay, when's Dodgeball getting on?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, it's a good thing to... It sounds more professional than YouTube.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And
but that's saying that YouTube has been superb for us.
Oh no, I love it. I love the fact. I mean, you know, a few years ago you couldn't watch your away team. You know, you would be watching on Twitter. You'd be, you know, hoping some guy was, you know, updating live, you know, on Facebook or something.
I'll never forget when AC went out to LA for their Open Cup game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, cool, can't wait to watch it. And they're like, oh, you can follow along live on Twitter.
Yeah. And it wasn't a well, you know.
No.
Now people do game day Twitter feeds that. Literally keep you second. I mean, that game was refresh. Oh, wait, we scored, you know.
Yes, every 17 minutes, we'll give you a blurb.
So, yes, things have gotten much better as far as being soccer fans in America.
Okay, then. I was like, I thought you were going to go somewhere with that. Sorry.
No, that's all.
Okay.
We made it into the top 10 of the USL Power Rankings.
Yeah.
Oh, did it come out?
Yeah, we're number 9.
Okay. Well, now that the one I posted was not USL.
No,
that was somebody's site.
Yeah,
I mean,
but so I haven't seen USL's official one yet.
I thought that was the main thing.
No, that's some guy with 87 Twitter followers.
Speaking of which, obviously an expert.
Yeah.
How many USL teams are there, Brad? Oh, well, looks like there's 29.
Yeah,
there's 29.
Yeah. So even though the trivia contest said there were 30.
The trivia question was created before the season when we still thought RGB was going to happen.
Or, no, yeah, the Aztecs.
Aztecs, sorry, yeah. So,
Yeah. Well, we'll let that slide.
So the official power rankings actually just came out a couple hours
ago. Okay, what does it say? Where are we? We're probably number 9. Or did we make the list?
Didn't even make top 10.
Yeah.
No, I figured. But Sacramento's still in there.
Let's see.
Because
here.
I looked at the USL.
They can't be. They can't
be. They're not.
But I looked at the USL website, and they made it all about Sacramento losing.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
That was the story of
us winning.
That was the narrative. Sacramento shit the bed.
It's like watching a Blackhawks game on NBC. Yeah.
Well, that's the narrative. It's like they've only scored 2 goals this year, but they've also had 2 goals disallowed to, I think, offsides. They've had another goal that was called back because of a penalty. So they're scoring goals. It's not like they're just slumping.
Yeah,
it's a combination of came to play and they slumped.
But they could have said the story is a rising St. Louis after a horrible year last year.
No.
You know,
come hell or high water.
Whitecaps are number 5, by the way.
They're no scrubs, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you know, looking here too is that New York Red Bulls, Louisville, Colorado Springs, number 4 is Galaxy Dose, Whitecaps. Independence, Charleston Battery, OC Blues, Swope Park, Rio Grande.
How are Charleston Battery on there?
I'm telling you, they're better than you think they are.
Last week, a draw at Bethlehem Steel, 0-0. And that gets them on the top 10.
Yeah.
So,
I do think there is a natural bias to those old teams.
Oh, there absolutely is.
You know.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, they've earned it a little bit by holding on.
But you remember last year, though, you sat right there and you said, you know, next year we won't be the flavor of the month.
Yes.
And
yes.
You said we're getting a lot of press. And we did get a lot of press.
Yeah. And I have to remember that when I'm throwing shade at Cincinnati.
Right, right.
I have to remember that you know, I have to pick my battles.
And we had a shitty season last year, but we still got a lot of press on the USL site. Yeah. And we were doing a lot of things right. Well, this year it's our time to... We got to earn it if we really want to be there. So,
but we're earning it. We just beat Sacramento.
No, I know. But you know that whole, you know, we've got to work twice as hard to get, you know, half as much credit. Well, let's do it.
But Sacramento's the big name for the league right now because they're built for MLS.
Sacramento have always been flavored.
I don't know who said it, but somebody posted on Twitter that we took the first in the MLS Front Runner Cup. You know, Dandy Don came out once again last week and said, you know, St. Louis and Sacramento are the front runners for MLS, even though we don't have a stadium or an owner. We're somehow a front runner.
Again, so...
But every time he says things like that, Cincinnati's expansion fee goes up. San Antonio's expansion fee.
He did tell Cincinnati just to relax a bit. You've had 2 games.
Calm your jets.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. I was just going to say, that was my favorite quote of the week where they had said, you know, they were already talking about MLS. And he says, let's get through the season first.
Apparently, he also told Sacramento they need to do more corporate sponsorship work. You know, again, showing MLS's true colors, what they're really about, corporate sponsors and cash. But I've maintained
with Sacramento that the only reason they haven't been snapped up already is because A, I'm not sure if they want a 4th team in California, and B, I think Don wants to see them hit the skids a while. Let's see if you still get 11,000 when you've not won in 4 or 5 games.
I'm more cynical than that. It's not a big TV market, and TV money is where the MLS needs to go.
I would agree with that.
So they would rather have a bigger market TV-wise than Sacramento.
I would agree with that.
But all things being equal, I think Sacramento's done everything they can do to prove that they're, you know, built for MLS or whatever you want to say. But they've done it. The other thing to keep in mind here, it's going to be 2020, even if they announced it today. So Sacramento's still got 4 years to build. We've still got 4 years to build. I don't know. There may be an owner in place. People like to say things like that. It may be happening. I don't know, but I think it's a little early to get too excited by Don Garber saying what Don Garber always says.
Even if you had $200 million in your back pocket right now and said, I'm going to be an MLS owner in St. Louis, but the taxpayer needs to build me a stadium.
That's the big key. I think so, yeah. That's a $200 million swing. Either you give me a free stadium, or if I have to build it myself, you know, maybe I find somebody more sexy than St. Louis.
Or, yeah, maybe I'll go to a different city that'll build me a state.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So this may be my cynicism coming out, and that happens frequently. Why haven't people caught on to Don Garber saying Don Garber things yet? I mean, literally, if you read any of these press releases from any of these visits to anywhere,
I think that
it is as cookie cutter as, you know, the Rolling Stones coming out and saying, "Hello, Springton, are you ready to rock?"
Yeah,
they want the access.
I also think it's more casual fans than we. You know, people don't understand that Garber makes the same speech in every city he goes to. Oh, he came to St. Louis and he said this. That must mean we're front runners.
Yeah.
You know, they don't see that, oh, yeah, he was in Sacramento last week. And, oh, yeah, he's going to
Charlotte
and Detroit. And, you know, I mean, it's easy to say you're the front runner. And, I mean, like I said, 20 years ago, he told Rochester, it's not a matter of if, but when. Well, where's Rochester? You know, they still... doing a great job in USL, but they're not an MLS team.
And I think it's part of being a commissioner of a major sport. Like, I mean, look how long Gary Bettman and the NHL have drug along Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Don't you ever mention that name around here again.
He who must not be named has been dragging along Las Vegas for 10 years now.
They sell what they sell. And the same thing happened, you know, when we were trying to get the NFL expansion team back before the Rams, you know, St. Louis was guaranteed. We were getting one of those expansion teams.
Yeah, St. Louis Stallions.
Oof. Yeah, and then they announced the Jaguars and the Panthers, and we're all standing there like, wait a minute, you know.
That's what happened with the Philly Union, though.
Well, yeah, we were. Jeff Cooper was getting that team in MLS, and Philadelphia Union stepped up and took it. And I'm not saying it was a bad idea. It probably was the right call to make economically at that point, because I don't think Cooper had the wherewithal to take it to fruition. But
I guess that leads me to the next point, is that I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday night of last week, Channel 5 News, hey, you know, Garber came out and said this. Very first thing they show, Luligan's marching in. Luligan's in the stand, beating the drum, you know, the play of STLFC, but they're talking about the next level.
But that's good, though, as well, because that means that if MLS comes here, that we cannot be ignored.
I tend to think so. I mean, and granted, it's the talking toupee, so mm-hmm. I kind of take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, immediately when the first thing is us, mm-hmm. it shows that we've already got that infrastructure set up.
I mean, you'd never put an MLS team in Indianapolis without getting the battalion involved or, the, you know, the slaughterhouse guys. So if as long as we're in that, you know, realm, then I think we're doing okay.
But then I mention Atlanta. Yeah. there were some Silverbacks fans.
There's the exception to every
Atlanta role. Ultras down there that were doing a good work in trying conditions for years, and Arthur Blank came in and wrote a check, and all that is just swept under the rug. So I'm happy Kavanaugh is a part of the group that is pursuing, you know, looking at a stadium site. But if MLS is going to happen, until I see Kavanaugh's name there or some tie-in to St. Louis FC, I'm going to be a little skeptical.
A lot of these rich guys did not make their money giving money to Don Garber.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you know, I think people want it to happen with someone else's money. They don't want to put the hand in the pocket. Yeah. And I think there's a good reason for that.
Well, rich people don't get rich by spending
absolutely.
Their own money.
You know, they'll be on all the exploratory committees you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and right now, I mean, let's just say public stadium financing is not going to happen. That first check has to be for $300 million. $100 million for the franchise fee and $200 million for a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to not only find people that have that kind of money, but find people that are willing to spend that kind of money and before they even start talking about building a team. I mean, then there's the millions and millions that it takes to put together a front office and put together a roster, things like that. So, yeah, I mean...
I heard you can have interns do social media.
Yeah, you can have interns do things, and then they do intern things.
The whole American sports is all run by interns, to be honest. It's free labor.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They get the experience of working in a major league building and all those kind of things, and working 18-hour days for nothing.
That's what we do.
Basically, we're interns for the club. We just
40-year-old interns. Yeah.
God, can I get college credit at least? I need to finish my degree at some point.
That'd be nice. I don't know.
That'll go far at an IT degree too, by the way.
Yeah. It seems like, you know, every other podcast we say, I'm not going to talk about Garber anymore. because there's no new news.
We say none that every this, week, and we talk about them again.
That's what I'm saying, but none of this is new news.
It's not.
We knew they were going to go to 28. He came out and officially announced they were going to go to 28.
And you thought he was going to announce Sacramento that
Everybody
day.
Did.
I didn't. And then, but when the day started and I saw how many people were down there, and I heard that Sacramento
the
was
big dungava fat heads in the street. Yeah, but you suckers, but you fucking
but,
idiots.
But you know who are the fucking idiots? Sacramento Republic. They're telling their fans to take the day off work and come downtown. If Jeremy called me and said, "Brad, take the day off work and come downtown," and I go there and Don Garber just says, "Yep, you're doing a good job. Keep it up." I'm going to be
pray.
Well, yeah. I mean, so. I didn't believe it until that morning when I saw how many people were out there, and I thought they had to have told these people there's something worth coming to. But no, it was just a block party and for Don to say keep it up. So, I don't know. I think that was shitty of Sacramento Republic to do that to their fans.
Well, I agree. And the thing is, too, is that it damages the situation long term, because if you're one of the guys that are hanging out in the Tower Bridge Battalion, and you know, you've been putting all your hopes and dreams into this, not to steal Matt Bird's phrase, but you know, if you're hoping and praying this is going to happen, and you get told, hey, it's time to show up, and you show up and it doesn't happen,
right?
Blues won nothing, by the way. my son just texted me. I'm not getting my hopes up. I'm not going to Garber on the Blues right now. I'm not going to hope and pray.
No, but at a certain point, it's, you know, the boy who cried wolf.
Yep.
Yes,
that's exactly where I was
right.
headed with
when
it.
Sacramento really does get announced, nobody's going to show up because it's like, we've been to this before.
Yeah,
but if Garber comes out to Sacramento again, no one's going to be there.
We've been dealing with this for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same old. What's what I love it. You see social media and stuff like that, and some of these younger guys, do they not realize this has been going on for 20 years?
No, they
I don't.
No,
they don't.
They don't. Well, that's also assuming that they live in St. Louis, first off.
But I think a lot of these guys are new to this, and they think this is our shot, and they want to believe. I mean, that's the thing. That's why it's compelling, is because people want to believe it. You know what I mean? It's the preachers, you know, selling you on heaven. All you have to do is give me all your money and you can get into heaven. You know, oh, okay, well, if it's that easy, you know, I think that's it. I think Garber is a traveling preacher, you know. He's putting out the gospel of MLS and, you know, we're the suckers who eat it up. Now, some of us have got to the point where we're like, even if we don't get it, I'm pretty good with where I'm at right now. But
Brad's enjoying purgatory.
Yeah. But a lot of people.
There's a lot of people that want MLS, and it's a perfectly viable opinion.
And they don't. But they don't even recognize what we have, and may not ever give it a try because it's not MLS. That's the mistake. I think that's where people are missing the boat.
But I also think that's the mistake
because it helps either cause. If you want MLS, the best way you can show that is to come out to your USL team. As a bonus, it's fun.
Yeah, but the thing is that you're, first of all, you're using common sense.
that's not allowed.
Yeah, that's problem number one. Problem number two being is that MLS isn't the be-all and end-all of soccer. And that's the other problem is that, you know, and I don't want to get Bird started on his pro-rel and all the other diatribes that we'll get.
Have you got a soapbox in here?
Exactly. But that's the thing is that it's, you know, this isn't baseball. This isn't the NHL where there's one league. Two leagues, maybe. This is a global thing that we're just a cog in. You have to be part of the bigger picture, and MLS isn't necessarily the part of the bigger picture right now.
Well, and that's, we talk about it all the time. We've got people right now who are MLS snobs, and they're not going to come to USL because it's beneath it. But you know, the day that MLS is announced, still half of the people at the Amsterdam aren't going to come because it's MLS. And MLS isn't good enough.
And people are going to covet something else. The grass is always going to be greener. You know,
when MLS gets into the European Super League, then we'll give it a try. But, I mean, all we can do is what we can do.
But for $300 million, I can build you a hell of a football team.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Jesus.
You know, and
I think that's what Cincinnati's paying.
Well, it's kind of working.
Admitted it last week. They're putting their money where their mouth is.
20,000 people is no joke.
No. And even if they give half of those tickets away, they still got 20,000 people out to watch that game.
And buy beer and sodas and snacks and everything else that comes with it.
Do you think they get the money for that?
Yeah, is their deal better than Louisville's? Or
I don't know. It's a good question.
Regardless, they got 20,000 people out there.
No, I agree. I totally agree.
Even if they're buying a T-shirt, even if your family of four buys one T-shirt.
Or comes back to another game that you pay full price.
Mm-hmm. But you also listen to what Tyler Williams down in Oklahoma said about Rayo, is that Brad Lund owned the hockey team down there and the minor league hockey team. And to get it rolling, he would give away tickets for free. And he's doing that with Rayo OKC. And the hockey team folded when people had to start paying full price for it.
Yeah.
And when you start charging people in Cincinnati $20 instead of $5, you know, I think
it makes a difference, yeah. Definitely.
So, but yeah, 20,000 people is 20,000 people.
And the thing is, too, is that when it's 20,000 people, and even if 10,000 of them are under $5, fine. Let it be, you know. Yeah. Charge, you know, up season tickets for everybody else by $5 or $10 because they're obviously going to pay it because they're paying more, and you can still keep doing that $1 or $5. It's the benefit of having a big stadium and the money behind it to advertise and to put the word out. You know, it.
But it also goes to our point, though. Those fans in Cincinnati that want MLS, they want the next thing. They're doing what they can. They're showing up for their USL team. If we had 20,000 or 15,000, you know, trying to get tickets to St. Louis FC every week.
If we had a third of that.
St. Louis FC would be higher on that. Well, I mean, we're number two on the front runners list. But you know what I mean? We would leapfrog Sacramento if we had 20,000 people coming to every game.
If we had a third of that.
Right.
I mean, honestly.
All we can do is pack our stadium.
Well, no.
We are doing.
No, I know. And that's great. And I love it. And I love the atmosphere we create. I still think 5,000 in our stadium is probably just as good as 20,000 as atmosphere-wise. Yeah.
Well, I think you proved that on Twitter with the math, didn't you, Bird?
What's that?
Didn't you post out there that, yeah, we have 5,500 for $15 a game and Cincinnati had, you know,
but I'm not talking about
1,000 for, yeah, you know, $5 a game.
I'm not talking about the economics of it. I'm just talking about the atmosphere.
It was a bad joke,
yeah.
Bad.
I think the... But I think...
Still stick to electrics, not...
I think our players, you know, Jeremy said... Even though there were 11,000 at Bonnie, the players like our stadium better. We're closer to the field. We're on top of it. They can hear it.
They know us all by name.
They know us all by name. But, you know, yeah, we need an incremental step up. I wouldn't want to, like, people always say, well, we should play a game at the Dome. That'd be fucking awful.
Yeah. Even exhibitions at the Dome were fucking awful.
And we went to Sporting Kansas City games when they were the Wiz at Arrowhead. It was god awful. 6,000
people there, and it was miserable.
And you couldn't hear
anything.
All right,
here's a question, though. If we get drawn at home to LA Galaxy in the Open Cup,
yeah,
and there is demand beyond measure for tickets.
I think they should try to get SLU or one of the larger college stadiums rather than the Dome. Of course, first of all, the Dome won't hold a regulation field.
I would like just to see what the ticket demand would be, to be honest. You know?
Yeah. That'd be an interesting one.
But I also think a team like LA Galaxy should come and play in a stadium like ours and see how they deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And just glad Landon's gone. I would abuse his ass in a corner situation.
Pink and purple streamers.
Oh, all yeah.
It's just a game, man.
It's just a game or something.
Yeah, no, Jeremy did send us a message saying that the players did like the atmosphere in Sacramento but put ours above it. And, I mean, that says a lot. I do think that Sacramento's going through a little bit of a trying time with the Tower Bridge Battalion seem to be having a little dissent in the ranks between the MLS wannabes and the non. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably one of the things that we have going for us as a group, that we don't get hung up on the MLS as a group. While everybody would like to see the best that we can, it was built upon, quite honestly, D-League soccer.
Yep.
So to build ourselves up as this time has gone on, I don't see us having a lot of those problems that these other teams are going
through. Our club has never said we're going to MLS.
That too.
And so if it never happens, they've never lied to us. They've never got our hopes up. They've never, you know, engineered an atmosphere that can be classed as a failure.
It's never been manufactured. Period. Yeah. It's always been the right way. It's been a fan built experience.
I agree.
Wow, that was deep. Other things that Jeremy said, thanks to everybody that stayed up and willed us the 3 points on Saturday. I think, you know, knowing that everybody was watching at home on a late game.
And it was a late one. I mean, I didn't get home till like 12:30 or something like that after that.
Yeah, it was a
But the good thing is that's our last 9:30 game.
Arizona may be a late kickoff.
I think it's an 8:30 one. I think I saw.
So that's better. Yeah.
So we're going good. Tickets are moving. So
when it's 100 degrees in June in Arizona, they might want to move it to 9:30.
That's true.
No shit. Tickets are moving fast for Saturday, so get ready. They are growing green. And the board of STLFC was very appreciative from the AGM raffle to the Soccer Park Restoration Fund.
We raffled a team-signed jersey. That was the jersey that you had, Matt, at the AGM, where you had the entire team sign it. I think maybe Barklage gave it to you after a game. Early, it was one of the white ones.
No, it was Jordan Roberts. I got it from the player.
The used sale.
Yeah, that's
the locker. Okay. The locker sale. Yeah.
It was signed by everybody, and we raised $525, something like that, that we donated to the fund. And I imagine we'll be getting a message like that soon, based on what Mark and Eric raised with the trivia party. We're going to make another contribution to that fund. So. Awesome.
It's just one of those nice little reminders that the team's appreciative of what we do. I mean, obviously, when it's a $1 million restoration, $500 is not going to be a killer.
Right.
But
we could have put it towards a monkey, and we chose to give it to the club.
I know. That's like an eighth of a monkey.
Right.
That's a pretty good monkey.
I don't even need a good one.
Can we get that money back?
Can we go like to a shelter and adopt a monkey that was like abused or something?
I have some contacts with the security at the zoo. We can probably.
You guys
make
ever seen
happen.
28 Days Later? That's how it starts. <does. laughs>
I don't want one of those medical testing monkeys.
No. Well, you've ruled out apes, so that puts out chimpanzees.
I need a goddamn tail, exactly.
Why are you hung up on the tail?
Because you can't call an ape a monkey, and part of the fun is to say, "Hey, look at my attack monkey," not "Look at my attack ape." I'm a fucking ape.
A chimpanzee. Everybody considers that a monkey.
I'll just slather your kid.
But, it's not. I know it's not. But people are going to say it looks.
No.
Like.
If I want an
if
ape,
somebody says,
what's
a monkey
slather,
look like? They're going to do the ooh, ooh, ah, like a chimpanzee.
I will slather Jack and Rogaine and tie him to a leash and bring him
work.
To games.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, Rogaine doesn't work.
You're genetically immune to Rogaine.
Well, not him. that kid's got the Lindsay hair. He's fine. He didn't get the Maurice hairline.
All right. So, enough about monkeys.
No, there's never enough to talk about monkeys.
Oh no. I mean, when the pod's over, we will continue discussing monkeys, but they're probably sick of our monkey discussion.
I don't know. I think maybe we're going to have a monkey podcast now.
That'll be a special bonus episode.
It would be pretty badass to see a monkey walking around a Punisher shirt in the corner.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
Or a little kid.
And if it's carrying beers. You know,
we need the tail for the beer.
Exactly.
Where do you think it carries a bottle opener?
Yeah. See, you need a tail.
Well, the important thing really is the opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
To be able to carry the bottle correctly.
Monkeys have opposable thumbs.
One night of my life every week for this show.
I know. That's the whole thing. We didn't mention it last week, but we are now weekly. And
very weekly.
And since we don't have as much to talk about, some of it has to be filled with monkey chat.
All right.
Again, put it in a little kit. It'd be even better. Have it running around. Have it start screeching during a corner kick. Maybe fling a little poo.
Dude, imagine if a guy's lining up to take a corner kick and a monkey leaps on its head. That would take him right out of the game. There is no way. I don't care. You give him 5 minutes. He's not going to regroup enough to take that corner kick. Especially if it's like grabbing his ears and humping him a little bit.
I apologize if you're listening to this.
So,
come on, bro. We're just monkeying around.
Yeah. We ran out of things to talk about like 10 minutes ago. So
Bird's got something pulled up.
Yeah, Bird. Bring it back around.
I can see him just gearing up, wanting to be a serious journalist because he's on 550.
That's right.
We're all serious journalists.
Are you
going to be on
Don't
Friday again?
Don't forget our city sports.
Probably. Vancouver 2 play Swope Park on Wednesday. Watch them.
Oh, well, that's good. We might get them on a little worn out.
They've drawn the last two games. They drew at Sacramento, and they drew at LA Galaxy 2. You know, they got to play Swope, so hopefully they'll be knackered by the time they come to us. If Mike Rogers can find out which hotel to stay in at, we can probably go outside.
Not
and
anymore.
Drums or something.
Not anymore. Mike got a new job.
Yeah, Mike's moving on. But we can do a South American late night, pull the fire alarm, and be playing drums out in the parking lot.
Have a little samba party outside.
I think we'd get credit for that. I think they'd have to give us, a tip of the cap.
but we're not ultra enough for that.
We have a cop. We can get out and get arrested.
Yeah, we are an ultra. All right. We do need to come up with a trivia question. Have you thought of anything?
I have not.
What was the score the last time we played Tulsa in St. Louis?
They can look that up. Well, but they have to listen to the podcast to know what to look up. So, okay.
What was the score the last time we played Tulsa in St. Louis?
There we go.
Oh, before last week.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to go for it.
No.
Okay, so last season.
Last season, we played Tulsa in St. Louis. What was the score?
There we go.
And, you know, if you're getting these tickets, let's try to bring new people with them. That I think that's something that's worth
mentioning. If you already have season tickets in Section 8, yeah, don't do it for yourself. Do it for
bringing new people.
Or let someone else answer the question.
Don't get it for your girlfriend or something like that.
Right.
Do it because you want to bring somebody that hasn't been out or somebody that's on the fence.
There you go. But even better, if you don't have season tickets, I'd love for you to win these.
Or your Canadian.
Apart from Greg Schutte.
Or your Canadian girlfriend. Don't invite your Canadian girlfriend.
No, I think she died.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She was a model.
She was hot. She was loving me. And then she died. All right. Do we have anything else?
No, we didn't have anything 10 minutes ago.
That's a good point. This was really wasted time, but I'm glad you could waste it with us.
We had so much fun doing it. It doesn't matter.
Maybe you should put in the notes to this podcast, only listen to the first 40 minutes.
The rest is all monkey talk.
Yes.
Except for the trivia question.
Ah, but then they'd lose and they didn't listen the whole way.
Exactly.
They should know better.
And of course, if you put that, there will be some people that just fast forward to the monkey talk. So
all Bird's going is, this is not going on his resume this episode. Yeah. We took a week off.
I'll just send them the episode with the owners.
Yeah, this isn't on the highlight reel.
No, not at all.
All right.
Well, boys, thanks for coming out.
Cheers.
We will see you
thank
Saturday.
Thank you for joining, even though all you did was cackle in the background. As she cackles again.
Lots of cackling.
And make dirty sex jokes.
I know. Perv.
Fucking perverts.
Brittany's gross.
Boys, gentlemen, thank you very much for having us out, though. Had a blast.
Thank
Always
you.
A good time.
Thank you, Tailgate Czars, for doing all that you
and
do.
And thank everybody again for coming out for the trivia that we had and all the donations. Really appreciate it.
And one of these days, we will unveil something magisterial, as Ray Hudson would say, with the Tailgate crew.
Big words. I like it. Yes, yep. What he said.
Yep. And if there's enough left over, we're getting a monkey.
Fucking monkeys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go wherever we want to. Do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new.